This is your Hiawatha Redhawks locker room chats. Mike Smith here in place of Justin Fluke, who's taking care of his ill daughter. Now I'm joined by girls head coach Brent Crowder. Coach, you're 0-20 on the season. You had a 51-27 loss against Nemaha Valley last night. I know it's probably not the type of season that you wanted as far as wins and losses go, but what do you take away from the regular season play as you get ready for postseason here?
Assessing where we're at as a program in terms of the girls that we have in it, and kind of just taking a look at where we're at, and obviously the things that we need to work on here before next season, and that, and kind of what things we need to really address immediately, and in terms of this off season, this summer, and that, and then getting into kind of what maybe is going to work best for us come next season. So really just kind of been an assessment of where we're at since, as a staff, we're all new here. And, obviously with a lot of what the program lost in terms of last year's seniors and that, it's just kind of been a situation of getting kind of acquainted with everything and kind of seeing where we're at program-wise and figuring out what we need to do to get things headed in the right direction.
I know a lot of coaches over the course of the season, want to see improvement from their squad in multiple facets of the game. Would you say that you've saw improvement from your girls out there throughout the year?
Yes and no. I mean, it really does kind of depend on the area. We've kind of definitely in some areas we saw some improvement, but then obviously there were some other areas where we didn't quite see the improvement and the gains that we were hoping to see. So I guess kind of a mixed bag. Some areas yes, and some areas no. We didn't quite get to where we'd like to be at.
Well, you still got some postseason play coming up next week. You get the maybe unfortunate turn of events to play Holton in your first round of sub-state, but what are you telling your girls to get them prepared to take on a tough Holton squad?
The thing, obviously, they're great, defending champs and that, and undefeated on the season so far. I mean, it's really, it's maybe not one of those things where, you want to build it up to anything bigger than it already is, because, obviously it's a great opportunity to play a team, as good as they are, but, it's obviously kind of, for us in terms of the season we've had, it's obviously a monumental challenge in that. And yeah, really it's no different, I guess, than what we've been trying to preach here, the whole season. Is there's not a whole lot that you can control outside of your attitude and your effort. And, those are the two things that you always have 100% control over. And, it really begins and ends with those two things. And, the rest will kind of fall into place. But you've got to make sure that you got those two things squared away. And, that's really going to be our message here heading into this game, because obviously it is a huge challenge.
Well, Coach, this is the last locker room chats of the season. I know I speak for Justin and myself. It's been a pleasure talking with you here and talking Hiawatha Redhawk basketball. And good luck in your sub-state matchup, and good luck in the future with your squad as well.
Thank you, Mike.
That was girls head coach Brent Crowder right there. Up next after the break, boys coach Gordon Gunderson joins me here on 103.9 KNZA.